When Bill and Hillary Clinton proposed universal health care, the outcry was fast and furious. No serious suggestions have come forth since at the national level, but critics remain. And oddly enough, some of those critics are proposing plans of their own at the state level. At a public hearing, Representative Terry Musser says he's backing a plan for state health care reform because the Black River Falls Republican doesn't want it left up to the federal government.
If something would ever develop at the federal level, a federal program scares the bejesus out of me. All we have to do is look at Social Security or the post office.
Musser's comment brought a rebuke from Madison Dr. Linda Farley. She supports having the state provide universal care because she says it appears the federal government is unwilling to do so.
If the government left as many people without their mail as we leave people without insurance, then I really think we have something to complain about. But anyway...
Farley supports universal coverage under a plan by Senator Mark Miller of Madison, while Musser supports a proposal crafted by the AFL-CIO. It would fund health insurance for every worker in the state through a combination of payroll taxes and employee contributions. Others could buy into the insurance pool if they want. A third plan also proposes relying on similar funding, but would be managed privately. Former lawmaker and state health secretary Joe Leon helped work on that proposal called the Wisconsin Health Plan. He acknowledges some companies don't want to chip in to provide widespread health coverage. Leon says there are incentives to get business on board.
Our plan suggests that we ought to phase out the personal property tax for businesses. It should phase out the corporate income tax.
That idea didn't sit well with some. There is agreement, however, that Wisconsin has to do something to reduce health costs. Three lawmakers at the legislative hearing call it the state's biggest problem. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.